Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Last week, I had a disagreement on a matter of principle with a man at work. When I got home, I gave my daughter a blow-by-blow account of the bust-up, expecting her loyal support. Instead, she rolled her eyes. "Poor ex," she said, siding with my adversary. "Poor ex," I repeated, thunderstruck. "You can be very difficult," she explained. "I don't think you realise it." She's right about the second point. I don't see myself as difficult. I'm perfectly reasonable. To check this was the consensus view, the following morning I conducted a survey. I bearded the first colleague I saw and demanded, "Am I difficult?" He looked uncomfortable at being put on the spot when he'd barely taken his coat off. "Yes," he said. I asked three more people. All gave the same answer. Being difficult at work is not generally thought to be a good thing. On Amazon, there are 1,387 titles on how to deal with difficult people, with titles such as "Since Strangling Isn't an Option." I failed to find a single volume called "What to Do When the Difficult Person is Me" or "How to Be Difficult and Influence People." As a columnist, being difficult is part of the job. If you don't enjoy sometimes getting up the noses of readers, you're too bland to be any good. Indeed, as a journalist, being personally difficult can serve you rather well. I can think of one or two writers who are so impossible that their text is never tampered with. Their words invariably command pride of place because no editor can face the fuss that would result from doing otherwise. Being difficult has other advantages too. It means people tend not to lean on you for small favours. As one of the most important tricks of survival in the corporate world is to avoid grunt work, this makes it a powerful weapon. Being difficult also means you're likely to be better at getting your own way. It's a balancing act. You must be difficult enough to insist that things are done as you see fit, without being so difficult that people refuse to work with you. There are lots of different sorts of difficult. The books list various common varieties, all of which are unattractive. Narcissists, psychopaths, victims, gossips, blamers, and people who fly off the handle. Yet there's a further sort of difficult that I can't find in any book, and is not unattractive at all. That is being a woman. Women are far more likely to be called difficult than men. Google reveals twice the matches for "a difficult woman" as for "a difficult man," and most of the references to difficult men don't count because they continue with "to pin down." Equally, most of the people calling women difficult are men. The four colleagues I consulted first thing were all male. Later, I put the same question to four FT women. "Not especially," was the consensus view. The difficult label is applied to any woman who's sometimes prepared to be contrary, who doesn't always agree with other people, and who fights her own corner. All of that is vital if you want to get things done or change anything at all. Prime Minister Theresa May, according to former Cabinet Minister Ken Clark, is a bloody difficult woman, and one sincerely hopes he's right, given the size of the challenge that faces her. To settle the matter in my case, I asked a male colleague who, being thoroughly difficult himself, has never been known to deviate from the truth. "No," he said, "you aren't difficult. You're immovable, determined, stubborn, and sometimes impossible." All of which makes me long to be merely difficult. Indeed, the badge "difficult woman" is one I'm inclined to wear with pride. Stripped of baggage, it's a compliment that means requiring skill to understand. Proust, after all, is more difficult than Enid Blyton. There's another point about being difficult. It's a perk that comes with position. When you're junior, being difficult is likely to result in the sack. But the more senior you become, the more scope there is for you to be difficult and the more call for it too. This summer, I'll leave journalism and start all over again, training to be a maths teacher. Being difficult with my new colleagues will be out of the question. So I'm going to enjoy it to the hilt while I can.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Can.